Under the Fit Kids Act, schools would be encouraged to meet a national goal of 150 minutes a week of physical education in elementary school and 225 minutes a week in middle and high school to fight childhood obesity. Jerry Burns is the La Crosse School District Supervisor of Health and Physical Education. He's also principal at Franklin Elementary. He encourages teachers there to take their students out for short walks, but he says he doesn't have the staff to meet the goal of 150 minutes of physical education a week outside of the Phi Ed classes already available.
Add that much time to the curriculum, we'd have to add staff, and it would cost something. So there is that element. And then what else do you take out? You know, those would be questions that would be wrestled with many people.
Burns says schools can only do so much when it comes to fighting childhood obesity. He says it's the teacher's job to instill a love for physical activity, although he says there's another hurdle to consider, life outside of school.
Physical activity is a start, but it's not the only solution to obesity. Obesity, we have to have less intake of calories and more activity. It has to be a balance between in and out. And right now, we're taking in more than we're expending.
Logan High School physical education instructor Krista Gannon has her smallest class this morning. There are only 10, all seniors, taking the course as an elective. She readies them for a game of flag football.
All right. Started.
The state of Wisconsin requires students to take physical education classes during 3 of the 4 years of high school. And that's something Gannon would like to see increased, but she says it's not just about quantity time.
The time in physical education also has to be productive. It can't be 35 kids playing one big game and nobody ever gets the ball. Or, you know, four people hog the ball the whole time. So I think districts like ours has done have to be willing to look out of the box and find new ways for kids to get credit. That's good for them. Not giving it away, of course. Nice job, Chris. So I really try and focus on, nice pass, Tyler. Everything's important, you know. I'm a balanced person. You can't just be about physical education and not work on literacy or work on math skills or learn how to build in tech ed. It's a package deal. So we need to do the best we can for our children of today.
The Fit Kids Act was introduced earlier this week in Washington, D.C. Democratic Congressman Ron Kind of La Crosse is a co-sponsor. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.